Rabbi Yossi Chazon, Pashas, Boy.
Begins, the Ebershah tells Moshe, Boy El Paran. And the obvious question is, or before she does, I already asked him, Chazal should have said, Leich El Paran. So there's a Kotzke vort, used to say in Kotzk, but then a Chatachos, sort of like a lighthearted, jokey type of vort, that if the Ebershah would have told Moshe, Leich El Paran, not Boy El Paran, so the name of the Parsha would be Boy, it would be Leich. And then you wouldn't have the whole Indian of Shayu and Mishmoyis for Erev Boy Bisham. So this is up to the Tzavorah, the Beis Yisrael said it's a very, very tief of one. The Em is a very deep lesson, which connects Shevavim to the Parsha, the Yitzias Mitzrayim, in certain, in Rosvedorf, they used to have Dalet Koysis night of Leil Shabbos, Parsha's Boy. See, we used to come to the Rebbe. For Parsha's Boy. You spear once again, you see us with right. Mitzvah Boy, you used to be Mishluchim. What's that? Bechal Tzorach Iyam. The Eibishter sends Moshe time after time to go and to be Master Parit. It's like, I'm Tzavoyim. Knowing Lechatchila, the Eibishter says, Moshe, the Parit is not going to budge an iota. So it's all a waste of time, a waste of space. Makkah after Makkah, Asroh after Asroh. And when Nishnados, the pasuk says, "Boy El Pari, why should you go El Pari?" Yes. This is the Ki and the Echparati is Liba. Is the Chura Adarav Ibchum Mestabra? If it's Echparati is Liba, that's a reason not to go. It's not a reason to go. It's not a reason to go and wait and waste your time and bang your head against the wall when the guy has a heart like a klutz. To understand this, let me just throw in three gimachos. Not going to make many gimachos today. So those people should have withdrawal symptoms. There's a word in the Erla Meir from the Bukowski, from my reading word, Boy El Pari. Boy is the simplest gematria known to mankind, 3. Add Boy to Pari. Pari is 355. You got 358, which is gematria Nochosh, the serpent. And then he said, why? The man she see, he says, Ayla Bikirba. If I'm going to add the letters in the pasuk to Pari, this counted up, I did 67 letters in the first pasuk, Boy El Pari, right? 67 plus 355 is what? 422, which is gematria Odom Chava Nochsh. And if that doesn't turn you on, then Oysisai, Eile Bekirba, Imakoilo, is gematria Arba Choshek Bechiris, which is gematria Esri Chita Teena and Yai, which is the 4 days of what was the Chet Eitz Hadas. So everyone's looking at me like, what in the world does Chet Eitz Hadas got to do with this week's Parsha? So the answer is very, very simple. Everyone knows that the idea of Shevavim is a tikkun for the Chet of Adam HaRishon, as the Gemara says that after the Chet, he was Perish Me'ishtoi, the Gemara says an Erev in Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, and for 130 years he was Meilid, instead of Bar Kayama, he was Meilid Ruchin Shedin V'lil Larik. So therefore, he was punished, Mida Keneged Mido, koitz v'dardar tatzmiach lach, that all your haravanya, all your work in the sada, or begashmis, or rafbruchnis, will all be larik, for tam larik ichach. And therefore, what happened to those koiches that went to waste of Adam HaRishon? So those neshamas that were created, that were brought down in the world, later became the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaFlog. And therefore you understand that those, the Dor HaMabul, Dor HaFlog, which is the 130 years of Adam HaRishon, later became the Neshishim Riba Yisrael in Mitzrayim, which says the Arizal, if he says, Gor Poshut, why the Gezerah, the first Gezerah was called Ben Hayiloid, Hayoira Tashlichu, which is Keneged the Dor HaMabul, being submerged in water. And then by Yamoros Chayeim, by Vayda Kasha, by Chaimer Levenim, which is connected to Aveira of the Dor HaFloga of building this great tower out of Shemai. Which, by the way, I've said thousands of times to you that it says in Sfarim HaKadoshim that the Dor of Asro, the generation Mamish prior to Mashiach, will be Gilgulim of the Yotzei Mitzrayim. I'm not going to the whole Arichas again, right? Which the two Aveiris, which personify the generation, the challenge of the generation, is the promiscuity and the decadence. Hishkas Kol Basar is Darkei, which is Dor HaMabul, and the lack of Emuna, which is the Dor HaFlog, the rebellion against science, technology, rebellion against the Ebesh. Right. By the way, Lefi Zev et Recht of Zaminik, of the Holy Divrei Chaim of Sanz, that B'shas, his child, his children, would ask the Manishtana, the four Kashas at the Seder, he wouldn't begin immediately Avodah Meir Lefari Mitzrayim. He would start telling the story from the Bria of Adam HaRishon and the 10 generations to Noyach, and then leading to Avram and the Ovis HaKadoshim till Yerides Mitzrayim, and then he would start Avodah Meir Lefari. So the Berach Moshe, the Satmar Rav, explain what's the reason for this, what's a strange meeting, right? Because Yitzias, the Arizal is telling us that Yitzias Mitzrayim didn't start then and there. It starts from the 130 years of Adam HaRishon, which led to Noyach, etc., etc., to the Haflog, etc. The Fizah, by the way, I once mentioned to you, Rabbi Pinchas Friedman, Shvili Pinchas, one year, explained beautifully, how many kashas are there in the four kashas at the Seder? Four. Why four? There's a thousand of answers. The first time you find the Chura in history that there was four kashas was after the Chet Eitz Hadas, which is the Usunzi, the Yesoid of the Seder, the Tikkun of Golos Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim, is the Tikkun for the Chet Adam HaRishon. So right afterwards, the Eibishter challenged Adam, and he tells him the classic words, Ayeka, who bist? Question number one. And Adam says, I was hiding, I was scared, I'm naked. So the Eibishter answers him, question number two, question number three, and then the Eibishter puts the punishment, and he turns to the woman, to Chava, and he says, Ma, right? What have you done? May the churban of the world. Why are there, so since there were four kashas that Eibishter challenged mankind, there are four kashas, which four klippas, I said last week, 2 weeks ago, every kasha is a klippa that you have to break and you have to answer at the Seder, because it's one of the same. The fi zeh, the yisod, which is not... Started since the Shaloha Kodesh is Meirich, and all the Chsidish is foreign, the Zerah Kodesh of the Rabshitzer, and the Neisavschar. Therefore, the two main items we have at the Seder is Ayat Matzah, Gimel Matzahs, and Dalet Kodesh, wheat and wine. Right? Because the Gemara in Brachos Tafmem asks, what was the food that Adam HaRishon ate? What was the Chet Eitz Hadas? So the Meir says it was Geffen, because there's nothing that brings Yulola, curses and tragedy to man more than wine. And Rabbi Huda says it was Chita, because Ein Atinik Yedeya Likra Abba V'ima Hatshe Yitam Tam Dog. So I think there are two main opinions it's for. The Bnei Yisrael brings the son, the brisk, the Ben Chaim also is Meirich. This is Elu ve'Elu Divul Chaim. In the Eitz Hadas there was a Tam of Geffen and there was a Tam of Chit. Whatever, or Tei. The Fi says Bnei Yisrael brings B'Shem Mekubolim and has found the brisk Lunas Oilam that Chometz Oir is Gimatria Eitz Hadas. The Sheirish of the downfall of man, as we'll discuss, is the Eitz Hadas. Chometz Oir is Eitz Hadas. right? When Nishadot, the fees of that, the Rav Shor says, "Nalekach Valiva Mamiriti Gavort." How do the whole Haggadah Shel Pesach is written in which language? In Lashon HaKodesh. Psalmod, Amod Nizach. Haggadah Shel Pesach starts with Hey Lach Ma'anya, which is not up. Why the Hakkarin Aramish? That is Shari Tenut. There's thousands of answers. So, one of the answers given is when you say Hey Lach Ma'anya. What are the three letters that end these three words? Dafkin Aramish, which doesn't work in Lashon Kodesh. Three alpha. I've said to you countless times that the Mekubalim say that when all the Marishan ate from the forbidden fruit, right, what did he do? He was poigim in the three alpha. There are three words, I mean concepts, that were nifgam through the Chei Eshadas. There was originally the Eibishtu was Melech Halorz. And the Eibishtu's name of Malchus, Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim, is Adna. Right? That's why the famous word that was said, someone came to get Haskoma from the Vilna Gaon on his Pirush on the Siddur. He opened up the first page. Why does Shachar start with Adonai Elohim? Because Chazal say that the Eibishtu said that from the moment I created man, there was no one who called me Adonai until Abraham called him Mayim Adonai. Right? So therefore, the tefillah of Shachris, which is Tzilusat Avram, starts with a concept of Adonai Elohim. So the Eibishter was a master of the world. The whole world was sorrows to the Eibishter's rots. When you sin, so you hacked that up, the Aleph, the Aluf Ishel Olam, right? And instead you were left with the letters Din. Secondly, objectively, there was truth in the world. And the world was an emnistic world. And emnist means something which exists, something which is immortal, something which is permanent. The opposite of Sheker Ein Lo Raglayim, Kushtus Koy. And when man sinned, and he hacked it up the Aleph from Emes, you're left with the word Mace. Death, man became mortal, things perish, things die, things have rubbish in them. Ashaalach. And thirdly, in Odom in sinning, he was playing him not only in the Eibishter and in the world, he was playing him in Zich, in personality. He internalized evil. And his name originally was Odom, and now you hakarain, hakar up the Aleph, and you get the word Dam, which is many Ramazim, which by the way, Chazal say that the Chlova of Chava, becoming a Nida, the concept of becoming a Nida, only happened after the Chet. We hacked up the Aleph and you get the word Dam. There's many Ramos of income claim. We discussed this in the past. In other words, a woman becomes a Nida because things don't come to fruition. Things, potential is not realized. So Adam was putting him into three alpha. The whole idea of a Seder Pesach, of Golos Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim, is the tikkun of the Chet of Adam Rishon. Hence, Chazal Baruch Kotzum started the Seder with Ei Lach Ma'anya, Sefei Tevis to three Alfin, because the purpose of the night of the Seder is to bring back the Alufi Shel Olam into the equation. In fact, there is a... What is the... Just briefly, what is the Yisoyin of the Chet Eitzadas? The Nochar stroke the Satan, the Yitzhara, the Malachamovis, he seduces mankind, and he says, if you eat from this tree, v'niftchu einechem v'yisim kelikim yoydek toivara. In other words, as the Devar Chaim famously says, the Yisoid of the Eitz HaDaas was a UDI, unilateral declaration of independence from the Eibishter. I'm going to use my own seichel, my own havona, hasogo, and I'm going to work things out myself. I'm not going to sit there like a little baby in a cradle being nurtured by a tata mama. I'm going to do things my own. I'm going to understand my own. And the Fizevet, that is a chiddush gadol in Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar says, when the Eibishter told Adam, Mikol Eitz Hagan, Achol Techal, the Eibishter wanted Adam HaRishon to eat from the Eitz HaChayim. Ume Eitz HaDaas Toivara Loi Zohichu Imenu. Do not eat from the Eitz HaDaas, at least until you ate from the Eitz HaChayim. What is the difference between the Eitz HaChayim and the Eitz HaDaas? Moirati Gavort. The Eitz HaChayim is a tree where Shoyroshov are Merubim and Anof of Muot, which Chazal say in Pirkei Avos is the sign of what? Mishem Maisav Merubim Mechachmosi. Someone who's a Nasav and Nishmi, an Eved Hashem, who does what the Eibishter wants, with Emunah Pshuto, with Tmimus, today is Beishat, the art site of the Rebbe Reb Zusha, which that was his Indian. then you're an Eitz HaChayim. You're something which all the winds, the Ruach Menachlis of Olam come, and it's sturdy, it doesn't blow away. If you have the Eitz HaDas Toivara, which is fine, beautiful, Anofim, you're Rabbi Doctor, and you have a PhD in QFRZ, right? Over the Sharosh of Amuotim comes the Ruach, Bilbukhtava, Sait, or whatever, it blows you away, and you're out of here. It's all over. Right? That's Pshat, and Tikkun Ezoyer, there's a Loshen. That why was Chav Odom? Why was he guilty? Why was he culpable? To have a Mekatzit Spinatius. Same expression, you find a Chagigal, like Abi Elishman Ahuyd, Achim. What's a Mekatzit Spinatius? If a person is Noita after Seichel, without having the Sharoshim of Emunah of Tmimus first, right? You sever the connection between the Anofim and the Sheirish, and you bring death and Yolola in the world. Right? What therefore is the tikkun for the achila of the Eitz HaDa'as? This is whatever. You have matzah. And the Zohar HaKadosh therefore says that matzah is known as michla
benusim.
And that's why by Avraham Avinu the Eisen HaDinein, the Maimon HaGodol, right? The pasuk says Vehemin Bashem Vayachshevel Lo Yilusak. The hem in Bashem, Ashvel, and the stock is Gimashi Allah Chilus Matz. That's a different Munah, which also Gimashi is Echel and Nuyit. That's a Munah. Al Derech say you have Dalit Kuisis, which is by the way a Munah Teresh, it's not a Teresh, it's a Teresh, Dalit Kuisis. The Shem Yishmul explains the name of his father, Bemet is Chazal and Medrash Rabbah, Nichnes Yayin Yotza Das. Kol Mokim Shiesh Yayin Ein Das. You don't gotta be a rocket scientist to figure out when a person drinks wine, you imbibe alcohol, your das ain't working too good. And he brings from his father the Avnezer. That is the secret of the Dalit of the Indian of Shia on Purim. Right? Yes? Because the Yayin of Purim is Mashchis the Das. And when a person, however, drinks the wine, Adol Yodo, right? The Lo Yodo, right? Aber because there's a mitzvah. His das to the Rabbein Shul. He puts aside his comprehension, his understanding, his appreciation. Right? So the umazeh, your mevatel, your das to the Eibishter, the Eibishter pays you back, mita keneged mita, and he gives you a matana of a new das to Kedusha. But the idea of the drinking of the wine is to mevatel your das. Therefore, this Adol Yod is mevatel the clip of Amolek. What is Amolek? We know das, the clip. Yodeya Esri Boinoi Mechavilimri. Who was the precursor of Amalek before Amalek came? The Rosh, the Umas, the Ayin Sarim was not before it became Amalek, was Paro. Paro scrambled the letters that Rizal says in the Torah is Oisius HaOyrif. What does the Oyrif? I said this 1,000 times, people like a Goro for the Savior, for the Zroya. What? We come to Goro to Azroya. Azroya, a neck means you know in your mind Azoi, but your heart tells you to forget. Right? Pare is Das L'Umazah, which later morphed, I don't know what the word is, metamorphosed, like transformed, into became a Molek. In Ruchnitz. Therefore, we have Dalit Kuisis to Mavatl our Das at the Seder, to come to Das Elgin, and Asher Alkin 4 times Kuisis, and Makoy was Gimashi and Moshe, when Amaya Nishisi was Das of Kedusha. Kuntois, right? There was the Eibishter created man, right? Odom. Odom is other min Adom, other is Adam le Elgin, as the Sforum of Elgin. What does it depend on? Odom is Gimashi and Ma. Ma is Bitl. When a person mevatel his das to the Eibishter, he's Adam le'el. When a person uses his cup to understand, ez min adom. Says, and that's the idea of matzah, which is lechem oini, to mevatel your das. The Tzadik HaKoyin, the Kuntus HaMolosh HaTayr says, there's a school in matzah to bring a person to shiflus, to anova, to be an oni. A raya from a Gemara in Psochem Daf Lamed Hei that a person could be yotzi yedei chayvosei for matzah with demai. Why? Because iboy he could be mafkir nirsei. A person has the potential to be mafkir nechosim, and he becomes an oni. And an oni is mutter demai because demai is only nisur. So Toys was there, Al Asar clears. Is this that Yerzeh Hevosi with Tmai for Matzah? Is it only Bidiyovat? Because he could have. There's a potential. But Bapoyal, he's a wealthy guy. Or Sukshat is, since Matzah is called Lechem Oini, therefore it's based. So what? A matzah is called lechem oini, right? Repoil, I have $1 million in a bank account, right? When I'm eating the matzah, the fact that lechem oini is that matzah is called lechem oini, that makes me poor. Because I could have. Is the chalaya says Reb Tzaddik that eating matzah brings a person to zakora of his bittul of his shiflus to kabidei lechno to the Eibush. You hear a word? The fees have been rech the pasuk. This week's pasuk says vayisa ames b'tzeikoi. Terem Yechmas, what Terem Yechmas? So the Havashalom, the customer brings a Moiriti Kavort. Before Chet Eitzadas, before the downfall of mankind, of the Marishan, right? All the Macholim were Ruchnim, were spiritual like the moon, right? It was only afterwards that the Oilam became, the whole ecology became this Gashim, and the Macholim became this Kalkul, and they became the Vchinas Chometz. And everything since then, it's chometz. When a person sins afresh, not just a Yerusha from Adam Rishon, that's a bechina from Tzohoyim. The matzah we eat, Bilel is Kaddish Chag, says the Havashalim, goes back to the Macholim in Gan Eden prior to Chet Eitz Hadas, and therefore it's matzah, not chometz. Hello? You may remember a few months ago we read Parashas Toldos, and Yaakov Avinu surreptitiously dressed up and he goes in to get the brachas. As the letter says, Chazal said it was Bilel HaSeder. And he gave the food to Karma Pesach, to Matamim, to Yitzchok. And Esav is on his heels. Then Esav comes and Yitzchok says, I'm sorry. Bachicha b'mirma. Mirma is the Gemara Shafikoyman. I already, your brother came. What does the pasuk say? That Yitzchok said, I can't eat the oichal mikol. He ate everything in the world. He went to that. They just bought out the shop. The kosher shop. The oichal mikol. What's the gematria of mikol? Mem chof lamed. Which is gematria?
96.
Me? Hello. Either you can't count or you can't spell. Take a choice. No. Mikol is gematria 90, which is gematria mon. When you ate the Karman Pesach, when you ate the matzah, don't forget Yankov Avinu, the Gemara says, Shufr the Yankov Avinu, make Shufr the Adam Arishan, Yankov Avinu Leimes, the opposite of Shufr the Adam Arishan, the call of Adam Arishan. Hello? So Yankov, the Tikkun of Adam Arishan, when he brought the Matamim, the Karman Pesach, the Yitzchak Avinu, he was toying in it, Tam. Come on, hello? You with me? The Mechayim, the Vitesh Rebbe, said, he used to always say, Yaakov was a matzah deed. The Mechayim, Kochsuch and matzah. We fell the numbers, stories in the Beatles, whatever. Why do you know? Because it says, Yaakov is Tom. Tom is the Trikul and Teuchel matzah. What does it mean? You think these Tadikim are Teuchel matzah and Tom? So Pshat is Yankovinu was Shufra the Adam Arishan. He was going back with his emuna with Ishtom Kipshutai, and therefore he was toying the mon, which in the matzah which he ate a whole year. When that's Pshat, the Yidin carried out of Mitzrayim, the Ugeis Matzahs, Terem Yechmots, they went back to the Madrega of Terem Yechmots before Chet, before Aveira, before Chomets came into the world in the Chet Eitzadas. Hello? The fee zeh, the famous word from the Bshila Belz, the middle Belz Rebbe, that if a person is meichin b'kedusha v'tara, so the Seder, now we're 2 months on, right? You're able to be toyim the tam of the mon in the Maholi Pesach, in the Matzah, in the Karan Pesach, see whatever. You with me? Therefore, you find stories by tzaddikim that they ate vast quantities of matzah on Pesach. Reb Heschel Rimlever ate 22 matzahs in one meal. Others say 40. I'm unbelievable. Because the Mari Cheskel, the Deisher says, because the matzah is bechinas mom. And what do we know about mom? It was Nibla, one of the tzaddikim, I forget his name, said that in Rupshitz, a whole Pesach, he never had to go to the Beis HaKisa. Not because he was comfortable. It was pashut because matzahs became small. There's no koitz v'dardar, which is the, what do you call it again? The refuse, the rubbish that you don't need. Right? And that's, by the way, also by mom, there was a gewaldige bracha. He had a little shear. Everyone's happy. Why? Because there was a bracha in the mom. And other mafarshim say, that's pshat that you say at the Seder, hey, lachma am, you're not kehah, hey, this is the, if you're zoicha, this is mamish, the bread that the Yidin took out with Yitz Mitzrayim, and there was a bracha, and everyone was mistapik with that we had, therefore, kol dichvin yeseh v'yechel, there's no problem inviting more people off the street, your wife didn't prepare, but in the matzah there's a bracha, it's b'chinas mon. And that's also the reason why traditionally matzahs are always round, because it says in Pasuk, Vahu kizera God, yes? And Chazal say in Yom Tov Ayin Hey, the mon, when it came down, its color was white like a pearl, and its shape was ogul, kigido. It was round. If the matzahs, which are the same bechin. Fine. This is all introduction to what I want to say. Okay. Therefore, we say, by the way, in the Haggadah Shal Pesach, we say, Ilu sipik tzarecheinu b'midbar ha'mishonah v'nosonah v'samon, tayin. Ilu nosonah v'samon v'nosonah v'shabos, tayin. Is the obvious glaring question that everybody asks is, when did the Eibishter give us Shabbos? B'mor, says the Gemara B'sefta Shabbos. And when did he get the mon? An Eilu. So which came first? Hello? First came Shabbos, and then came the mon. So why in the Seder Pesach? And there's many answers. Right? Says the Vinarov, Meiridik, Lefiza, because already when they ate, they left Mitzrayim, the Ugis Matzis, which taka was mon, because you see, it lasted them for 61 meals or whatever, right? Yeah? That was the Chinas mon, they had it before. Okay, Taichis, I'm not going to tell them. Hayoitzi Mikolanal. Is that Pesach at the Seder when you eat the matzah, the yayin comes as a tikkun v'chei tadas. And therefore I understand why it says in Sforim, under the letter from the Chavis HaTalmidim, the Piyasetzna, to his Talmidim, to the Seder, the Moshe Dik letter, that when a person sits at the Seder, Lelos Kamishchag, he has to feel, he has to spirit, as if he's sitting in Gan Eden before the expulsion of the region. But it's a pasuk. When Yankiv went in and Leil HaSeder, and he brought him the Chinas Mon, right? Vayorach is Reach Begadol. Say Chaseichad Rashi brings it. He went into him with Reach Kan Eden. Kiyudua, the Remendel Rindover told the Rapshitzer that by his Seder he was Mamshich the Reach. Okay, that was Meirichens, right? Which also fits in Derech Agav. Why another reason why we start the Seder in Lashon Arami? Right? Based on a two short. Chazal say, it's Gemara said Hedr, that when the Abish created man, Dafam Ches, Omer of Oven, Omer Rav, right? Odom Arishin, Beloshna Rabbi Seber. Before the sin, before the downfall, what was the language of Odom Arishin? Aramaic. Why is that? Because Chazal say, from Rashi, right? That the Eibishter wanted to create Adam, part from the crown jewel of creation. He's part angel, part animal. He's part min elyon, part min tachtonim, and it had to be balanced. In order to have bechira, it had to be balanced. The kuchos. The Gemara says in Chagiga, there are three things in which man is compared to an angel, and like Malachi Ashores, and three things is compared to behem. Porim verovim behem. There are three things that man is like a Malach Yashorus. Hoychim became a skufa, like Malach, right? Yeshlem Das, like Malach. Umisaprim Belosh Nakoydesh, like Malach. Yeah, three and three. So man is balanced. Hello? There's a fort from Shimla, Damshnor. Why does the Gemara say that most Hamid Chachomim they passed away from Chuylim Ayim? Why this sickness? Right? Because by a Talmud Chacham, by a Talmud, you can't say Uchlu V'Shoizim Kibahim. You can't say Porim V'Rovim Kibahim. What can you say? Whatever you do, however much a person will try to Makadish himself over the digestive, whatever system is called in biology, is kibbeh. That you can. So when the Eibishter wants to get you, to kill you, to bump you off, your time has come in the world, it's through Chilimei. Yeah? Oy ba'azoi, the Moitziyim Re'i, the, what's the Nakala Jesus, it's all the... Wasis, the word for it, nice word for it. Right? That only applied when? When there's death. When death came into the world, there was a gzeira, ki ofer atan, then the digestive system kicked in as we know today. Before we just said that the food that Odomar ate and got eaten before the downfall was what? Was man. It was nivul mevorin. There was no psilis. Hello? But since man has to be balanced, hello? So kumtois, before the sin, there's three things you toim mekum lach asharas, and three things that can't be. Has to be a balance. Says the Tzvur Shor, Asher Alki, now I understand why the third Indian, that man, Adam Rishon, was doime to Malachi Asharis, the Saprim Balash Makoydish to Malachi Asharis, didn't exist. Therefore, the Gemara says in Erevin, in Sanhedrin, that prior to the Chet, man spoke Aramsh. Good things had to be about. So it's 2:2. And the Akedah is Yeshua, the Holy Jikover says that when Mashiach will come, that's Ruach Atuma Avrim in Oretz, and there'll be the beer of the world, which Aramish always clip as Noiga, right? You'll be Mavarit, you'll elevate it, and it'll become holy again, which is Shtayim Nikrim Echot Targum, as we've explained many times from Sefer. Oyibazoi will once again speak Aramish. So says the Jikover. Hello? Yeah? Now you understand, he says, right? That's why a remnant to this, we start the Seder in Aramish, because in the Seder you're able to transport yourself back to Gan Eden prior to the sin. I also understand, simply, the Zohar says that every night, every Chatzos, this week's Parsha actually, the Zohar in this week's Parsha, Parsha Yaakov, every Chatzos, the Eibishter in Pamal Yishol, in the Shechina, in Pamal Yishol Mailu, all the angels and celestial beings, they go Chatzos HaLailu to get Eden to Mishashaya in the Shamas HaTadik. Megala Rosen, whatever. Kind of event. Hello? So far, so good. Yeah? The night of the Seder is one exception. And what happens? The Eibishter, the Shechina, the Pamal Yishol Mailu, the Shamas HaTadikim all go down here. That's part, by the way, the Gemara says the Sefer Shlomo says, the Gemara says in Nozadach of Gimel, two people eating same Korban Pesach, one eats the Shem Achila Gasa and one eats the Shem Shemayim. On this, the pasuk says, the guy eats the Shem Achila Gasa, Poshim Yikoshim. Tells us the Shaila, why not go by Pesach? Why not eating my Sashemi? Why not eating Kotchim? Everything. Because the Chalai, the Eibishter, the Shechina, the Malachim, your Zaydah, your Baba, your Rebbe are all there at your Seder. And you're in Achila Gasa, boy, is that a bizoy. That's right? I have time to elaborate. Look, the Tfer Shlomo is that type. Look, who refers to the Eibishter? Ushchenon, that refers to the Shechina. Akor Eveilov, that refers to the Pamal Yishamayim. The Michsas Nefasha, that refers to the Tzadikim Ganeid. And they all come and they're with you at the Seder. The Fizevet Recht, what I said before, by Sforim, why does the Eibishter come down from Ganeid? The Ganeid is emptied out in Leil Seder because your house becomes Ganeid. The Sakhar Rebbe told the story in the Machzor, the Rioil. I go, he brings a story there that the Sarva Magulnitza, with a little boy, he was sleeping after the Seder in the room with his Eid, the Kodesh Zermag. Mother's father. And they were sleeping, and suddenly there's a knock on the door. So the boy woke up, everyone woke up, and the Kodesh Magid went to the door. Man with a long white beard, with a patriarchal, whatever, came, and he's the Zayda, the Kodesh Magid, was talking to him. So afterwards, the little boy asked the Zaydushka, was that Eliyahu HaNovi? He said, no, that was my Rebbe, the Rebbe Rebbe, the Magid of Mezrich. So the Rebbe asked that a Gili of Tzadikim is greater than a Gili of Eliyahu. Why is Tzadikim coming to Leil of Seder? I can't do it. In the First World War, the Belzer of the Zachar Belzer ran from Galicia, went to Ratzfurt in Hungary. And the Seder, instead of praving, he was in a shatter, a little, high school made of wood, and it was freezing cold, and didn't have all the splendor, and the Kelum Noyim, etc., the whole Gedinim Alchus, they would have in Belz. So his Rebbesin, many courts of Admurim, the Rebbesin would sit by the Seder. Oh, different hug. So the Rebbesin was very, like, Mitzat Soiko Itim and Dagmas Nefesh, this is a Ichmer Seder, she was the brother. So the Pesach of Belzer turned to her and said, right, as the Ovis, as the Tata, the Zayda, everyone, Tzadikim, are sitting here. So you're still like Zabrochen, right? They felt it by Tzadikim. The bottom line is, before I begin the shir, the bottom line is that the tzeder comes as a tikkun of. Yeah. Now, let's try to explain what's going on here. What was the chet of Adam Rishon? The Kufla Mitzvah. He puts it very nicely, Rabbi Watson, Rabbi from Barovar. No, this is Rabbi Benjamin Eisenberg. It's a very good sefer, Rabbi Shmack Zayfer. He puts like in a little long terms. The Hava Mina didn't come to Maskor. In other words, potential didn't come to fruition. And from that, whatever, and that was the Shayrish of Bezeyas Apecha Techalechem, Kuyf Vidarga Tasmiyachlach, that a person heard of this and he wants to see a return for his Haravani, it's a garnish, Kuyf Vidarga. And that therefore becomes, the Pasuk says, that brings itself, and a person has hopes and aspirations or whatever, and it doesn't come to fruition, he's plunged into, right? Aber, the fact that a person learns deeper Sforim, and you learn this is one Aveira, there's no tikkun, finished. How are you talking about whatever asking the girls? Nervos. We have a principle, b'chishev machshavos vilti yidich mananich, right? There's ein lecha dover, ein lecha tshuva, there's always a tshuva. Nervos. In this tshuva, when potential doesn't come to fruition, so there's no tzitzot, there's no tachos, there's no purpose, there's no outcome, right? What is the tikkun? What was the, first of all, kush yashibut came for tikkun. What was the kush yashibut? You work the ferach. You know what the ferach means? It says to grow. It says, Leisir Dubai Beforach. You have a shivcha, and what? You say shivcha. Come, bring me a cup of tea. I'm out in the garden learning. Bring me a cup of tea. She brings you a cup of tea and you pour it in the. That's Beforach. Beforach is a note to Ellis. What happened? They built Pita in Ramses. What the Chazal say in Soif Zafir Aleph? Ramses, Sharishan, Rishan, Mizraises, and Pistim, Sharishan, Rishan, Tahoyibuil. You're wasting your time. What comes to Geula? The Ebershah says, Moshe, go to Paro. 9 times. He's going. What is the result of his endeavors, of his diplomacy, of his intercessions? 0. That's the beginning of the tikkun. Then the Ebershah says, because Boyel Pari Ki, and the Sinus Tam, Anich Badati as Libui, and you're going to achieve absolutely zilch, garnished from what you do. Right? And that's going to lead to the avoid of Pesach, which is altogether matzah is a mitzvah. That the whole lesson of Pesach is that a person has to be an uivid Hashem, not because there's results in this litzos, but because a person chukas a Pesach, chukakakti gzeira gazarti, a yi doesn't make cheshbunus. The English that made the alikimas are also olim yosher. They have a big cheshbun as rabbis. You got to do what you got to do. You're telling me that the Rosh Amalekim Malachal is Haper Chukai, and the pasuk says Niru Lachem Nir Val Tizra Lakoitziv, the same Aveira, right? And you're not only you're not Moisif Kedushi, you're Moisif Chayus and Klipa, taking a kosher piece of meat and putting it in a tray for pot until you get the tshuva. Nevertheless, the Sadiki, the Derech Pukudech, the Benesos, the Mairich, you gotta do what you gotta do. You're not gonna say, I'm not gonna learn Torah or do mitzvahs until I'm Masakin myself. You gotta do what you do. And the Avishter will already, right? There's a fort, Grata, the Sheris Yisrof, and the Valetniker brings a fort. Pasuk says, Yarif Kamotor Lichi. Tizol katalim rosi. Yarif milosh and what? Arif, the chabov, to kill. Yarif kamotor lichi, which is called motor is called moiti tiparo, right? Ober tizol katalim rosi. He says tizol katalim rosi. Tizol retain the tikkun zer lemakolo. In other words, this is one aver midai raisa mishur sadin al pisechel. There's no kapora. Right? The Eibishter gave the Chachamim the Koyachim Vatlus. Dainu. Imrod, Lichi means what? Lekachtoy Vatlus. Tereshim Vatlus. Yarev Kamotor Lichi. Obertizal Katal. What is Tal the Gimachi of? 39. If I tell you 39, what first thing that comes to your mind? 39 Makas. The Torah said what, if I remember correctly, Rabbi Kairu, Arboim Yarkenu. came like Chazal to Gavra Rabba, as the Gemara said, Makis, and knocked off from 40 and found that Nakuda. What does that mean? Even daf, something with the Chura, there's no tikkun, so that result of the Rabba, the whole steerers and Chazal in Kamekoime, right? Chazal find a way. Because there's no such thing as a Havamina without a Masko. Every Neshama gotta get a tikkun. Right? That's not Shuvu Bonim Shoivavim. The Gemara famously says that Acher heard a Baskel. Shuvu Bonim Shoivavim Chutzmei Acher already said the Kadmoinim, the Shalajus Marit, and the Shalom, and all the Sforim Akleishim. Say, there's one thing you don't have to listen to the Rabbi Nisham. When the Abish says get lost, beat it. Shuvu Bonim Shoivavim Chutzmei Acher, don't listen. Stop doing Torah and Mitzvahs because you're an Acher, you're Mirsim Chayas in Klippa. Instead of the Kedusha, don't listen. In other words, the purpose of the story is that a person doesn't make Cheshbonos. And this is Mamish, that's a Shoyv that fits in with the Zuk Parash. You have a Rosh. And the Rosh asks his father, Ma havoida hazois lochem? What's a Shoyv? So B'chal's forum say, in Lashon HaKodesh, you have two words which seems to be synonyms, Avoida and Melacha. What's the difference? In Yiddishkeit, there's no synonyms. Melacha means an Avoida, work that you do, labor, but for a tachlis, a purpose. The Melacha is called Al Shem Goyim. You want to finish off, you want to bring to fruition. Right? Avoida, Avoida L'Shem Avoida, Avoida Tam, Avoida L'Shem Avoida. The Rasha can understand making a cheshbon. I'll learn Torah. I'll become a Talmud Chacham. I'll become a rabbi. I'll get parnasa. I'll be the guy at the cocktail party. I'll have a good joke and good vort, and I'll say it's Shvat Torah on Shabbos, and everyone will think I'm a whatever. I'll do a mitzvah. I have all my cheshbonos. That he appreciates. He understands this, but he doesn't understand avoid l'shem avoid. I'm an eved Hashem. I don't care what will happen. For I'll burn again. I won't go to the hand. I'm a race to the Shabbos is good. That's it. So what do we answer in this week's parasha? What do we answer the Rosh? Bavurzeh also Hashem leaves. What's Bavurzeh? So normally you're tight, you go to school in your short trousers. The Eber said, the Eberster gave me these mitzvahs, Pesach, Matzah, whatever, to remind ourselves of Tzias Mitzrayim. The obvious glaring question, this is you told them, I don't know the famous Vartarius you told in school like when you're 11, 10 years old, right? As the Ben Ezra, everyone else asked, it should have said, Zeh, Bavur, what the Hebrews to also leave, but it's right. I eat the matzah kor Pesach because of all the miracles that happened yesteryears. Says the famous Beis Halevi, one of the most classical Beis Halevis, no. Torah, the Gemara says, M'sachim is called Melo'il. The Gemara says, Yidush Avram Avinu ate matzah, and Yitzchak ate a kor Pesach. So how could you say that the reason for the matzah is what? Because he puzzled Yotzosim and Lehizbik Patekum Shalom. He's saying them. In fact, the night of Mitzrayim before Chatzos, they're already eating matzah. Is the Haraya says the Beis Halevi, the Chassidus Sforim, also the whole thing is upside down. Sivu Mesuvim. It's not that we, the English took us out of Mitzrayim. For he's the jolly good fellow, Asher Alki, I'm going to eat matzah in Korban Pesach. There was always a mitzvah of Korban Pesach. There always was a mitzvah of matzah. Right? Aber, the Eibishter therefore gave us Yitzias Mitzrayim in order we should deem the Eibishter we have at Hashem, and these are the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are the cause of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Not Yitzias Mitzrayim is the cause of the mitzvahs. And this applies not only to the Korban Pesach, the Pesach applies to the whole, everything in life. That's because, as I said countless times here, the Etzem is every mitzvah is a chok. That the Iker is you do it because Amarti v'naser etzoyim, nachasruach to the Eibush. Right? When a person starts becoming an ufgeklärter person, and he learns more nevuchim, and he has to go through achzizis for him, holies for him, kabbalistics for him, and you start being doirish taimei hamitzvahs, so you know why there was a Korban Pesach? Because in the ancient days, in antiquity, the people, the indigenous people, were pagans and heathens and idolaters, and they worshipped the Tleh, and therefore the Abish said, go take the Aravai Desire, the deity in Shechter. So the Russia comes along and says, Rabbi Levin, over in Manchester, where I live in Prestwich, I don't find any idolaters and pagans and heathens who are bringing down sheep down the thing to Shechtem. I said, okay, I appreciate it has to be an Uyvid Hashem, over Heintige Zeiten, the mitzvah is anachronistic and the mitzvah is obsolete, and it doesn't do it. Let's make a new mitzvah for Pesach, you know? Says the Beis Levi, that is the Shirish Peter Rish Vilana of all. And therefore, the Ikur in the midst of the famous Savyag of these Machoishu printed in Parshas Vayitze, Muriti Gavor. If a person does a mitzvah, even if you're a Makubu, and you have this Kavona and this world and this, right? So you can only achieve, even so in the heavens, as much as your Kavana goes. But at the end of the day, you're a finite human being, a tipus rucha, karas bichoyim, you're here today, gone tomorrow. So how much Kavana do you properly have? The Eibishtuch infant. So the best Kavona in having a mitzvah, the Eibishtuch said so. That achieves much more, rocks the heavens more than any Kavona. There's a famous word from the Rebbe of Baruch Hu, who said, Pasuk says, Ki yigdalta al kol shimcha imrasecha. More than any shame and kavona and yichudim and whatever is imrosecha. Lama toikin, says the Gemara, rachmona omertiko. And that's the yisoid of matzah, that's the yisoid of korban pesach, that's the yisoid of all mitzvahs. And that's how we answer the Rosh. A person, we say, you tell your son, v'gadata levicha by yoyimahu. Ve'imahu means that day. A year has to live not with daigus esmol, not with daigus mocher. The ikar is hayoyimahu. Now you have a mitzvah in front of you. Ve'imahu is gimashri of 75, which is gimashri of bitochen. God of the a bird has to be tochen. Now I'm doing a mitzvah. The Eibishter will accept it. And therefore it says in Sforim that the child asked the four kashas, which come from the four kushis. The clip is that Adam Arishan made through the Chet HaYadua. And the Eibishter challenges him four times, right? And you have the four kashas. What does the father answer to the child? With the Yisui, the Pesach. Before I'm going to get to the answer, Matzazu, whatever, you know. The Avodim Hayinu Lefari. I was an Eved to Pari. The Yisui Hashem, they called me Shom. And we became Avdei Hashem. And the Iker is that the bells were off when he didn't ask questions after his father did all these funny things. Latimi Atinoikus. Why don't you ask? He said, Avatata, my Holy Father, I don't ask questions. That is the Yisoid of Korban Pesach, that's the Yisoid of all of Yiddishkeit, and that brings us back to Gan Eden, to the Gula Mitzvah Shleim. Okay, again.